My name is Sila. I am 12 and a half years old.
My name is James. I am 13 years old.
My name is Corey. I am 13 years old.
We interviewed
Colin Cunningham on July 13, 2017.
I was born January 20th, 1989. I was born in the suburbs of South Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia. I grew up in a middle-class family. I went to school, elementary, middle, high school, and then afterwards I went to Penn State University, where there I studied environmental economics and law. And then I went on to the United States Marine Corps to serve as an engineer officer. I did one tour in Afghanistan. I got out and I came back, and now I'm here in Pittsburgh. At first, I originally wanted to enlist in the military just because of everything that was going on with 9/11 at the time. A few people advised me that maybe I should get an education first. And after much thought and deliberation, I agreed with them and made the decision to go to college first and get an education and then serve as an officer instead of an enlisted Marine. And yes, it made a big difference in my life. In the Marine Corps, you have enlisted Marines that go straight through boot camp, and then you have the officer corps. So there's the enlisted corps and then the officer corps. Both go through a different version of boot camp. Enlisted Marines go through 13 weeks of boot camp down in either Parris Island, South Carolina, or they go to San Diego, and they do their 13 weeks of boot camp there. As an officer, you go through Quantico, and you go through Officer Candidate School, which is a little more geared towards academics and leading Marines. So rather than going in as a younger person, you go in a little bit older after you have some college under your belt, and then you're expected at that point to lead Marines in combat. I would say it affected my life in a positive way. It gave me structure, it gave me guidance, it gave me a good paycheck. It exposed me to lots of people from all over the country, even outside of the country, and I got to go to a lot of new places. So it really helped broaden my horizons and show me a whole world I didn't even know existed. I fought in Afghanistan as part of Operation Enduring Freedom. I was the lead engineer officer for Marine Aircraft Group Afghanistan, so I was responsible for the force protection and threat assessment of all Marine Corps aviation assets. So all helicopters, fixed-wing aircraft, I was responsible for keeping it safe and keeping all the personnel around it safe. Out on the runways and the tarmacs, you have to do these things in the military called FOD walks. So you get your whole group of people there, and FOD stands for foreign objects and debris, and you literally have to walk together, side by side, down the runway, picking up all these rocks and debris so that they don't get sucked up into the engines of the jets and the helicopters. I entered into the Marine Corps out of college as a second lieutenant. And then I was promoted to a first lieutenant, and I recently left active duty service. I'm now in the reserves as a captain. I got my current job because of the service and because of the networking that it exposed me to. So when I got out, I actually used LinkedIn. It's a professional networking. It's kind of like Facebook for adults. And it actually linked me into a few people that were actually prior Marines with similar interests. I work as a project manager for the world's largest engineering design firm. I'm based out of New York City. My main office is downtown Wall Street. I maintain an office here in Pittsburgh, and I work on energy efficiency projects focused on reducing energy consumption as well as water waste and environmental pollution. I'm still trying to keep with the theme I went to college so many years ago to help preserve the environment and make the world a better place. I always had goals. I had goals to be the best at everything I did. I was a runner. I ran track, cross country. I played lacrosse. I played soccer, both club teams and school teams. I tried to excel at everything I did. I always fell back on the fact that my family has always been Marines, and I always wanted to do right by them and make them proud. And then I had my brothers and my sisters to my left and right who I also wanted to make proud because they were counting on me just as much as I was counting on them.